有一个建议，就是那刚才你们讲说由范崇刚弟兄带领查经，我觉得你们应该要改变是长老，这样子要成为一个习惯，否则的话你们心里面总是把范崇刚看得好像是个年轻孩子一样的，他是长老，那我们应该称他长老，这对我们来讲也应该有这样的一个习惯。我们有两位长老，这两位长老你们应该要挂在口头上，不要说一下子我们转变不过来，看来他们还是年轻，是不是？他们不年轻。我记得我走之前他们就讲了，他们也40岁的人了，而且还拿我做例子，说是朱长老40岁也是已经做了长老了。所以弟兄姊妹们应该要改口，有这么一个习惯。
I have a suggestion. Earlier on, Brother James Fan was referred to as Brother Fan, who's going to lead Friday's Bible study class. But perhaps from now on, we should cultivate the habit of addressing him as Elder Fan, together with Elder Liu. Otherwise, perhaps we will consider them still young, one of the brothers in our midst. Actually, they are no longer young. They are over 40 or around 40 already. Actually, they said that in comparison with Elder Chu, who was called to be a full-time preacher at a younger age, they are no longer young. So the point is we have to have the habit of addressing them as elders rather than just brothers.
今天我们继续来看提摩太后书第二章。
Today we will continue studying Second Timothy.
这一段的一个题目是相当沉重的一个题目。
The title for today's sermon is rather heavy.
为福音受苦难。
Suffering for the gospel.
我相信这个题目应该是提醒所有属神的儿女，你若是要传福音，你必须要准备受苦难。
I think this title is appropriate for all believers who are called to spread the gospel. If we want to spread the gospel, we have to be prepared to suffer.
我们应该要了解，如今真正为福音受苦难的人很少很少。
There's one thing we must understand that nowadays there are very very few people who truly really suffer for the gospel.
到教会来多半是要找安慰，找这个祝福。
The majority of people coming to church is for the sake of consolations, solace, or blessings from God.
假如我们不断地提醒弟兄姊妹们，你若是要传福音，你就要准备受苦难，我想很多人都不要来教会。
If we frequently, continuously remind brothers and sisters that to spread the gospel, one has to be prepared to suffer, then perhaps many people won't come to church anymore.
但是我们应该要想到，主耶稣基督十二个门徒是一个为福音而寻道。
We need to remember that among the 12 disciples of Jesus Christ, 11 eventually became martyrs for God's truth.
第十二个没有寻道，是因为神要用他来写启示录。
The 12th, the last one, he didn't die for the truth. Is that's because God wanted to use him to write Revelation, the last book of the Bible.
所以我要提醒弟兄姊妹们，你若是要传福音，你就准备受苦难。
So I would like to remind brothers and sisters, if you want to preach the gospel, spread the gospel for Christ, you must prepare yourself for the suffering that is to come.
希望今天的信息能够给大家鼓励。
I hope that today's message will give brothers and sisters some encouragement.
我们要读的经节很短，只有六节。
Today, the passage is rather short. There are only six verses.
我要把它很快读一下，我们就不用英语重复了。你要纪念耶稣基督，乃是大卫的后裔，他从死里复活，正合乎我所传的福音。我为这福音受苦难，甚至被捆绑，像犯人一样。然而上帝的道却不被捆绑，所以我为选民凡事忍耐，叫他们也可以得着那在基督耶稣里的救恩和永远的荣耀。有可信的话说，我们若与基督同死，也必与他同活；我们若能忍耐，也必和他一同作王；我们若不认他，他也必不认我们。我们纵然实信，他人是可信的，因为他不能背负自己。
We will not repeat in English.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
主，求你用你的话语再一次激励儿女们。
Dear Lord, may you use your word once again to encourage your children.
让我们为这福音不只是有喜乐有盼望，而是立定心志要为主受苦。
So that the gospel itself may not only bring us joy and hope, but we can also ourselves prepare ourselves to suffer for the gospel.
你的话语一直提醒我们，传福音是一个福气，是一个荣耀。
You repeatedly use your word to remind us that it is a glory, an honor to spread the gospel for you.
你同时也提醒我们，传福音是要付代价。
But at the same time, you also remind us that in preaching the gospel, spreading the gospel, it entails suffering.
包括许多时候我们要摆上我们的生命。
Including, sometimes we have to even sacrifice our lives.
求主继续的把你的话语放在儿女的心里。
May you continue placing your word in our heart.
让我们随时随地准备为主付代价。
So that at all times,In every place, we can well prepare, be well prepared to pay the price.
求主提醒我们，求主不断的来让我们知道做基督徒是要付代价。
May you continuously, repeatedly remind us that to be a Christian means to pay a price.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
在第二章的前面，使徒保罗鼓励提摩太要靠着主耶稣的恩典刚强起来。
In early part of chapter 2, Apostle Paul encouraged Timothy to be strong by the grace of Jesus Christ.
保罗是十分爱这个年轻人提摩太。
Paul loves this young man Timothy very much.
常常称他是他用福音所收容的这个儿子。
Often referring Timothy as his own spiritual son.
但是当他到了晚年的时候，他注意到这个年轻人的信心慢慢的软弱。
But when at late age, older age, Paul noticed that this young man, his faith seems to be weakening.
原因很简单，就是因为提摩太受到了太多的困难打击，为了福音的缘故。
The reason is very simple. The reason is that before that, Timothy had suffered a lot.
所以提摩太这个保罗在离世之前，他要特别写这一封书信给提摩太。
So before Paul died, he wrote this this book specifically for Timothy.
希望用不同的话语、不同的原因来鼓励这个年轻人。
In hopes that he may encourage this young man within various ways using different words.
那么在十二章在第二章的前面，保罗用老师、精兵、在场上比武的勇士、跟劳力的农夫这些榜样来激励提摩太。
In the first few verses of chapter 2, Paul uses four types of people as illustrations to encourage Timothy. They are teachers and elite soldiers of Jesus Christ and athletes and hard-working farmers.
一方面保罗他也想到提摩太可能会问他这个问题。
On the other hand, it occurred to Paul that Timothy may have a question for him.
我想多半的基督徒都会问保罗这个问题。
Because most Christians would ask Paul the same question.
是不是凡事侍奉主、传福音的人都要付这样子的代价。
Is it that everyone who wants to serve the Lord and preach the gospel, is it that they have to go through all of these sufferings and paying the price?
大部分的基督徒到教会来，在教会聚会，都没有在心理上准备好，说是要为主付代价受苦。
Christians, for the most part, are not prepared to suffer for the Lord when they come to church to worship Him.
但是对保罗来讲，这个答案其实是很简单也很直率的。
But for Paul, the answer is very clear and should be straightforward.
那么在圣经里头也多处讲到保罗的这个心态。
In the scripture, we see in many places such mentality or mindset of Paul.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天传福音太舒服了。
Dear brothers and sisters, today in spreading the gospel, we are really in a very comfortable place. situation.
我们坐着听到的地方算是舒服的，是不是？当然也许没有你家里面舒服，不过也算是舒服的。那来到教会，我们可以跟很多我们喜欢的弟兄姊妹啊，这个有各种的交通啊，然后我们在祷告里头能够了解神会因为我们做他的儿女而给我们各种的祝福。
For instance, we worship in a comparatively comfortable place. We have the pleasure and the blessing of interacting with brothers and sisters. And through prayers, we are convinced, we know that God will give us lots of blessings.
我想很少的基督徒，我相信你们自己可以找到这个答案。曾经想过要为传福音而付代价的。
I think very few Christians have ever given it a thought. That is, when we spread the gospel, preach the gospel, we have to pay the price.
不是小的代价，是很严重的代价，包括我们的生命。
And the price we are going to pay is not small, is rather great, even to the extent that perhaps we need to sacrifice our lives.
让我们来看看保罗他对这件事情是什么样子的看法。
So let's take a look at Paul to see how he deal with this issue.
使徒行传二十章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 20. Chapter 20.
第二十二到第二十四节。
Verses 22 to 24.
这是保罗现在准备到耶路撒冷去。
Paul is at this point. Paul is on his way to Jerusalem.
那么他心里面也已经有准备，大概这一次到耶路撒冷，很可能是他这一生最后的一次。
And somehow, he knows that this time is maybe his last time to go to Jerusalem, and he's ready to die for the truth.
他知道许许多多犹太人都想要杀害他。
He knows that many Jews are trying to kill him.
那我们现在来看保罗对这个的反应是怎么样。
Let's see how Paul reacts to
this
circumstance.
现在我往耶路撒冷去，心甚迫切，不知道在那里要遇见什么事，但知道圣灵在各城里向我指证说，有捆锁与患难等待我，我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明上帝恩惠的福音。
Acts chapter 20, verses 22 to 24. And now, compelled by the Spirit, I'm going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there. I only know that in every city the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardships are facing me. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me if only I may finish the race and complete the task that the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace.
对保罗来说，性命算不得什么。
For Paul, the physical life is nothing.
他真正是看重的，是要他能够行完他的路程，成就他从主耶稣那里所领受的职事。
What he truly values, is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given him.
证明上帝恩惠的福音。
And that task is to testify to the gospel of God's grace.
传福音胜过保全自己的生命。
Spreading the gospel is far superior to keeping one's physical life.
再看哥林多后书第十二章。
Let's look another passage, 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第十二章。
2 Corinthians chapter 12.
第八到第十三节。
Verses 8 to 10.
保罗为了传道，神在他身上加了一根刺。
In order to preach the gospel, God has placed a thorn in Paul.
原因保罗认为他懂得太多了，他也讲得太多，做得太多，神怕他过于骄傲。
Paul's understanding is that the reason is that he has done much, he has succeeded much, and God did that in order to keep him from being too proud.
所以他说，神为了这个缘故，在他身上放了一根刺。
So Paul said, for these reasons, God gave him a thorn in his flesh.
假如我们身上有根刺的话，你只要稍微动一动，你就会感觉到那个刺在那里。
If we were to have a thorn in our body, then as soon as we move, we will notice, we will feel it.
对于人来讲，这是一个最好的提醒。
For man, this is the best reminder.
所以神在保罗的身上放了一根刺。
So God gave Paul a thorn in his body.
没人知道到底这个刺是什么。
Nobody knows for sure what this thorn is.
保罗也没讲。
And Paul didn't say that.
但是明显的一件事情就是神借着一样东西一个病来提醒他。
What is obvious is that God used a sickness or a disease to remind Paul.
很多人都猜想这个是保罗的眼睛的问题。
Many people have speculated that this might refer to Paul's eye disease.
保罗不喜欢这根刺，所以保罗在神的面前第八节说，为这事我三次求过主，叫这刺离开我。他对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力伏庇我。我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、劫难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的，因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
Apparently, Paul didn't like this thorn, a thorn in his body. So three times he pleaded with the Lord to take it away from him. But verse 9.But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties, for...When I am weak, then I am strong.
这里首先告诉我们一件事情，假如我们要求神的事情，三次就好了。
First and foremost, this passage tells us that if we pleaded with the Lord for anything, three times would be enough.
我们应该去了解神的心意是什么。
We should then already understand what God's will is.
我们的问题就是，我们会不断的求。
The problem with us is that we will incessantly, continuously plead with the Lord.
假如我这牙齿痛，我大概不会在神的面前只求三次，神啊，你停止我的牙痛吧。
If my teeth are aching, I would not stop at the third time to plead with the Lord to remove the pain from me.
但使徒保罗知道神的旨意是很难更改的。
But Paul, as apostle, knows that it is very difficult to change the will of God.
神在我身上，假如坚持要有一件事，这件事是一定是对我很重要的。
If God insists on doing something on me, then it's for sure that this something is very important to me.
所以我们要养成一个习惯，不要在神的面前像个不懂事的小孩子一样，我要我要我要我要，就始终就不停。
So we should discipline ourselves not to be like a immature child, keep on asking something which God does not intend to give us.
这么重要的一件事情，影响的保罗传福音的这个事情，他只是在神的面前求了三次，就知道不必再求了。
This bodily pain, understandably, would affect Paul's task of spreading the gospel, but Paul asked God for solution only three times.
所以神很明显的对保罗说，是我在你身上放的这根刺，要你不要那么坚强。
God clearly said to Paul that it is I who placed this thorn in your body so that you will become become weak, not as strong as before.
所以保罗从神那里得到这个信息以后，他就改变他的态度，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力来伏庇我。
After Paul understood finally God's will, he changed his own attitude. Here he says, therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses.
我们总喜欢坚强，我们很少喜欢软弱。
We like to be strong. We do not like to be weak.
但是神说，这个软弱是我给你的，因为这个软弱对你是好的。
But God said that this weakness was given by me because this weakness is beneficial to you.
因此上他说最后，因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
Therefore, Paul concluded, when I am weak, then I am strong.
神既然把这个软弱放在我这里，他就是要我因着这个软弱而过刚强的生活。
Given that God has already given this weakness in me, He wants to teach me that I will become strong exactly because I am weak.
因此上，保罗了解传福音的人、爱主、侍奉主的人是要受苦的。
So Paul understands that those people who spread the gospel for the Lord, who love the Lord, are destined to suffer.
所以下面在第八节到十三节，保罗用四个理由来鼓励提摩太对主敬忠。
So let's turn back to 2 Timothy. Paul used of 4 type of people to encourage Timothy.
现在他用四个理由来鼓励提摩太。
So earlier on, Paul used four examples to encourage Timothy. Now he's going to give Timothy 4 reasons for to suffer for the Lord.
第一个这个理由就是在第八节，他提醒提摩太不要忘记你所传的福音的来处是主耶稣。
The first reason is given in verse 8. Here, Paul reminds Timothy that don't forget the root cause or the source of the gospel that you are preaching.
他是大卫王的后裔，他是降世为人的救主。
The Lord Jesus Christ is a descendant from King David. He became flesh in order to save man.
而且他曾经从死里复活。
And he was raised from the dead.
就像我所传的从神来的福音正是这样子的内容。
And this is precisely the content or the essence of the gospel I am preaching.
这句话是什么意思？
What does it mean?
他要提摩太时时刻刻记得，不要忘记你所侍奉的耶稣，他是真神。
He wants Timothy to remember at all times, not to forget even for a moment,that Jesus Christ, whom he is serving, is a true God.
他不只是真神，他是活的神。
He is not only a true God, he is also a living God.
约翰福音十四章，那里讲到这件事情。
About this issue, let's see John 14.
第十四章第十九、二十两节
，verses 19 to 20 John 14:19-20。
他说：“还有不多的时候，世人不再看见我，你们却看见我，因为我活着。”所以，让我们不要忘记主耶稣。不只是真神，主耶稣是活的神，你们也要活着，到那日你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。
Before long the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me because I live, you also will live. So let's remember Jesus Christ is a living true GodOn that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you.
所以我们这些侍奉主耶稣基督的人，应该要晓得，在今世，我们不应该有任何的恐惧。
So, those of us who serve Jesus Christ should realize that on this earth,when we live an earthly living, we should not have any sort of fear.
主耶稣基督活在这里。
Because Jesus Christ is living right now.
若是我们相信他是我的主，我们就不应该对这个世界上有任何的恐惧。
If we truly believe, if we genuinely believe that he is our Lord, then we should not have any fear.
我们的救恩是安全的。
Our salvation is secure.
我们当然无需去惧怕死亡。
So, of course, there's no need for us to fear death.
我们再去看看 约翰福音第十章。
Let's turn to John chapter 10.
约翰福音第十章二十七、二十八两节。
Verses 27 to 28.
主耶稣基督对门徒说：“我的羊啊，二十七，我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我，我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。”
My sheep listen to my.Voice, I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand.
这告诉我们，我们的救恩是安全的。
This tells us, that our salvation is secure.
没有人能够夺去
我
们的救恩。
No one can take our salvation away from us.
那么十四章十九节
，Chapter 14, verse 19.
约翰福音十四章十九节
，John 14:19.
还有不多的时候，世人不再看见我，你们却看见我，因为我活着，你们也要活着。
John 14:19. Before long.The world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live.
对一个基督徒来讲，我们怎么有理由惧怕死亡的？
For a Christian, we have no reason whatsoever to fear, death.
因为我们的救主说，我活着，你们也活着。
Because our Savior, tells us,I live, and you also will live.
所以我们做基督徒的人可以说是不死的人。
So, we may say that Christians will never die.
我们以为这个身体已不能够这个生活下去就是死亡。
We may mistakenly think that if this physical body of us cannot exist,Then it means death.
但是圣经特别告诉我们，这个身体不是我们永远的身体。
But the scripture tells us clearly that the body now we have is not our eternal body.
这个身体假如不死的话，我们就得不到我们那个真正的永远活着的身体。
If this body, this flesh,does not die, then we will never receive the eternal body, which will never perish.
所以一个基督徒对生跟死应该要十分的了解。
So a Christian should understand what is life, what is death.
我们信了主的人已经立在一个永远不死的那个境地。
We Christians, who have believed, Jesus Christ, are in a position that will never, perish.
所以我们没有理由惧怕身体的死亡。
So there's no reason for us to fear or to be afraid of, bodily or physical death.
所以这一点保罗提醒提摩太，你还要怕死吗？
So Paul uses this point to remind Timothy, are you still afraid of death?
你不要忘记，你是主耶稣基督的门徒，主耶稣基督是大卫的后裔。
Don't forget, you are a disciple of Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is a descendant from King David.
他说这件事情正合乎我所传的福音。
And he said, this is the gospel I am preaching.
这个是神所给我的，让我能够用的来传给你们的福音。这个不是我个人的意见。
This is the gospel that God has given us, has ordered, commanded us to spread to you. This gospel is not my personal opinions.
这一卷书的第一句，我们看到就是奉上帝旨意，照着在基督耶稣里生命的应许，做基督耶稣使徒的保罗。
The very first chapter, verse 1, tells us, Paul, an apostle of Christ, Jesus, by the will of God, according to the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus.
保罗的信息是从上帝的旨意来的。
The message of Paul comes directly from God.
所以保罗在此地要强调对提摩太说，正合乎我所传的福音。
So the key emphasis here is that this is the gospel I am preaching.
这不是我的意见，这是上帝的旨意。
This is not my personal subjective opinions. Rather, this is the will of God.
第九节
Verse 9.
他说我为这福音受苦难，甚至被捆绑，像犯人一样。然而上帝的道却不被捆绑。
For this gospel, I am suffering, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But God's word is not chained.
所以在这一节，保罗提醒提摩太一件事情，就是神的话语大有能力。
Here, Paul reminds Timothy that the word of God, is full of mighty power.
他写这封信的时候，他是在罗马的监狱里头。
When Paul wrote this letter, he was in a prison in Rome.
他第一次在罗马的监狱里头，是个好像自由人一样的，随便可以来去的，还可以接待客人。
The first time he was imprisoned in Rome, he had the freedom to receive guests.
但是第二次他进了罗马监狱的时候，他真正的就像一个犯人一样的。
But the second time he was imprisoned, he was treated exactly like a criminal.
他已经没有自由了，所以他是被捆绑的一个犯人。
Did not have freedom anymore, so he is a chained criminal.
保罗提醒提摩太，他这样子的缘故是为了福音而受这个苦难。
Paul reminds Timothy that his being chained is for the sake of the gospel.
可是提摩太，你要晓得，我是受捆绑的，我是受苦难的，但是神的道却不被捆绑。
But he reminds Timothy that while I am chained, I suffer for God's gospel. God's word is not chained.
保罗在提醒提摩太，就是神的话语是不需要依靠人来保护的。
Here, Paul reminds Timothy that God's word does not need protections from man.
今天很多基督徒不敢把神的话直接的讲出来。
Nowadays, many Christians do not have the courage to speak of God's word directly.
传福音的时候，常常怕讲的话得罪人。
When they spread the gospel, they are afraid of offending other people.
保罗提醒提摩太，神的话是不需要靠人的保护的。
But Paul reminds Timothy that God's word does not need a human protection.
不错，我们看到在大陆上，千千万万的人为着讲神的话， 承认自己是神，神的儿女，而失去了自由，失去了生命。
Although we did see nowadays in mainland China, many people suffered or lost freedom because they spread God's word.
根据统计，在共产党这个进了大陆的时候，或者说统治了大陆的时候，那个时候在中国的信徒大概有70万。
According to statistics,at the takeover of a communist of China in around 1949, at that time they were about 70,000 Christians.
可是
700,000 Christians.
可是到了共产党，他们的一套这个手段结束的时候，中国几乎已经没有很多的基督徒存在了。
But over time, after a communist government implemented all their policies and regulations, they were only very very few Christians left on the mainland.
在今天
，today，
根据一些统计。
According to some statistics,
在大陆有多少？有7000万基督徒。
They are about seventy million Christians in China.
这些都是统计啊，我们不要去这个坚持那个数目，但是总之，基督徒是。现在的人数增加了很多很多。
These are just numbers. We do not need to insist on whether it's accurate or not. But the point is that there are many, many Christians nowadays in China.
但是有一件事情，我们可以说，神的话是不需要有人来保护的。
One thing we can be very sure of.Is that God's word does not need human protection.
所以在大陆上，福音还是广传的。
So China, the gospel is still spreading rather rapidly.
共产党刚刚掌权的时候，那是简直是焚书坑儒，不知道把不只是圣经，把所有宗教的书尽量的在那烧毁了。
When communist government first ruled China, they did everything possible to burn not only Bibles but all religious books and persecute believers.
现在怎么样？现在共产党的教会也开始印刷圣经。
But nowadays, even churches.Under the supervision of the government, begin to publish Bibles.
所以保罗提醒提摩太，神的话是不受捆绑的。
So Paul reminds Timothy here that God's word is not chained.
神的话不需要人的保护。
God's word does not need human protection.
神的话也永远不会。被人所限制。
God's word will forever not be subjected to human restrictions or limitations.
所以这个就是保罗所说的，上帝的道不被捆绑。
This is the meaning of God's word is not chained.
第十节
，verse ten，
是特别讲到，当主耶稣基督再回来之前。他在世界上还有什么样子的工作？
Verse 10, the focus of verse 10 is on what task are to be is to be done before Jesus Christ returns.
我们以为主耶稣基督现在坐在神的右边，在那替我们代祷。 不是这个样子。圣经告诉我们，主耶稣基督今天还在不断的工作。
We may think that Jesus Christ is now sitting by the side of God the Father praying for us, but the truth is that Jesus Christ is still doing His work on earth.
所以我们上面这个不是讲到两件事情吗？一个就是讲到主耶稣基督是活神。
So just now we talk about two things. The first thing is Jesus Christ is a living God.
第二讲到上帝的道是有大能的。
And the second point is God's word is mighty, has a mighty power.
保罗说，因为这个缘故，我凡事忍耐。
And verse 10, therefore, meaning for this very reason,
为了那些还没有在主里面获得救恩的人去忍耐。
I endure everything for the sake of the elect.
所以这个地方的选民不是讲到一般的啊这个信徒，而是讲到那些还没有得救的，但是已经在神的生命册上的那些人。
So here, the second part of verse 10, that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Jesus Christ. So here, the elect, as a group, does not refer to those who have already received Christ's salvation, but rather talking about those who are already chosen by God, but who have not obtained the salvation yet.
所以保罗说，我现在还在继续的为那些选民在努力，在忍耐。
So Paul is saying that I am enduring everything for the sake of those type of chosen people who have yet to obtain the salvation.
我们应该要了解，有很多的基督徒相信人的得救完全是神的工作。
We must understand that many Christians believe that man's salvation is entirely depend upon God's working.
这些人不赞成传福音的。
So they do not agree with spreading the gospel.
很多长老会就是这样子。
So many members in Presbyterian church, they have such belief.
所以这些人他们是不主张传福音的。
They do not think spreading the gospel is necessary for this kind of people.
因为神老早就预定了谁得救谁不得救。
Because God has already predestined whom may be saved and whom may not be saved.
那换句话说，你为传福音去努力去受苦，这是不必要的。
So that means that it is not necessary for any kind of human efforts to spread the gospel.
但是这种的说法很明显的跟圣经里的主要的教导是相违背的。
But this belief is clearly against teachings of the scripture.
圣经里的教导是说到一个人的救恩是在神的手里。
The teachings of the scripture in regard to this issue is that a person's salvation is in the hand of God.
那同时圣经也强调我们要为了传福音而去努力甚至于舍命。
But on the other hand, the Bible also emphasizes the importance of human beings or Christians to spread the gospel, to make every effort to preach, proclaim the gospel.
所以保罗要强调，我为选民凡事忍耐。
So Paul here emphasizes that I endure everything for the sake of the elect.
很快的，我们读几节圣经，让我们了解为什么神掌管谁得救谁不得救，我们还要传福音。
So let's quickly read a few passages so that we may understand why man's salvation is under the control of God, but still God wants us to proclaim the gospel in the world.
以弗所书第一章
Ephesians chapter 1
第四第五两节
verses 4 to 5
就如上帝从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们不错是神在拣选的使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵又因爱我们就按照自己意志所喜悦的预定我们借着耶稣基督的儿子的名分
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will.
弟兄姊妹你看到没有这里讲到神的预定
Brothers and sisters, we see here predestination from God.
可是我们必须要借着耶稣基督来的儿子的名分。
But on the other hand, it also tells us that in order for us to be sons of God Father, we have to go through Jesus Christ.
因此一个人得救是需要有人去传福音的。
So, a person's salvation needs somebody else to preach or proclaim the gospel to him.
我们再看罗马书第八章
Romans chapter 8,
第九节
verse 9.
如果上帝的灵住在你们心里你们就不属肉体乃属圣灵了人若没有基督的灵就不是属基督的
You, however, are controlled not by the sinful nature but by the Spirit if the Spirit of God lives in you and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ he does not belong to Christ
所以我们需要神的预定，我们也需要主耶稣基督的救恩。
So, we need to have God's predestination, but on the other hand, we also need to have salvation from Jesus Christ.
所以我们的福音是神的预定，是人传福音的结果。
So, the gospel we received, the truth we received is.From the concerted efforts of God's calling or predestination and man's work.
最后我们看以弗所书第二章第八节。
Our last passage is Ephesians
2:8. 我们都很熟了。你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己。乃是神所赐的。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 This is a very familiar passage for us. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God.
是很明显的，神的预定跟人传福音来接受耶稣基督这救主是两件事情合起来让我们得永生。
So very clearly, our obtaining a salvation is God's predestination and man's work of spreading the gospel in combination.
我们现在很快要回到这个提摩太后书来看第十一节到十三节。
Let's turn back to first, Second Timothy 2:10-11.
这三节经文相传在当时的教会里头是一首流行的诗歌。
It is said that these three verses were actually a rather popular song at that time in a church at that time.
第一句解经家相信是讲到寻道的人。
Verse 11, according to some Bible scholars, refers to those martyrs of God's word.
Yeah, 有些人认为这个跟基督同死是一种灵魂的死，我们觉得这个恐怕不对的。这个是讲到当时那些寻道的人。
Some people maintained that we died with him is talking about a spiritual death, but I don't think so. This refers to their physical death.
寻道的人是把他们的生命给了主。
Martyrs means those of people who have sacrificed their lives for the sake of their Lord.
因为这个原因，他们的灵命也在主的里面，要跟主永远的同在。
Because of this very reason, they will also live with Him, Jesus Christ.
所以这个是很有这个理由的。
So this is quite a reasonable and a compelling a statement.
那第十二节他就讲到信徒们绝对不可能不认主的。
Verse 12 talks about that the fact that Christians or believers will it's not possible for them to deny the Lord or disown the Lord.
十二节的上半节讲到我们假如能忍受逼迫跟仇恨而不死的话，这个就表示我们的确属于基督，我们可以跟他一同作王。
Verse 12 talks about the fact that if we can endure all the sufferings or hardships, then we will reign, be king with Christ.
而十二节的下半节就讲到一个信主的人绝不可能绝不可以不认主。
The second part of verse 12 is about the truth that a true or genuine Christian cannot or will not or should not disown or deny the
Lord. 我们假如不认他，他也必不认我们。
If we disown him or deny him, he will do the same to us.
那么有人，这个读圣经的人，这个有很多疑问呢。
So,
他说那彼得不是不认主了吗？
So some people, when they read this, they may have questions. For instance, Peter, isn't it that he denied the Lord before?
所以假如这里讲的是对的话，我们若不认他，他也必不认我们，那为什么主耶稣又去认彼得呢？
So if this statement, if we disown him or deny him, he will also disown us or deny us, then why is it that Jesus Christ did not deny or disown Peter?
对于彼得的事情，我们有三个理由来替彼得辩护。
For this particular case of Peter, we can defend him on three grounds.
彼得只是一个暂时的 失败。
Number one, his denial of the Lord is a temporary failure.
他一个晚上鸡叫之前三次不认主，然后等到他听到第三次鸡叫的时候，他想起主耶稣基督的话，他痛苦，为这件事情在心里面悔改。
That night, he denied the Lord before daybreak for three times. But at the third time, when he remembered what Jesus Christ had predicted, then he wept and cried.
第二个原因就是彼得不认主这件事情是在五旬节之前。
The second reason is Peter's denial of the Lord occurred before the Pentecost, before the Holy Spirit coming on Christians.
我们还记不记得主耶稣基督对门徒说，他说等到五旬节降临的时候，圣灵要降临在你们身上。
It's said in the scripture that when at the Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came to us, then the Holy Spirit would come upon us.
所以《使徒行传》第二章就讲到五旬节圣灵降临的情形。
So Acts chapter 2 gives us a description of the Holy Spirit coming to Christians at Pentecost.
到了那个时候，信耶稣的人才能够由圣灵充满的这一种情形。
It's not until that time that Christians would have the experience of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以彼得拒绝主的时候，圣灵还没有降临。
At the time when Paul, when Peter denied the Lord, the Holy Spirit did not yet come.
第三个原因。
The third reason.
我们应该不忘记彼得，他是最后为主寻道的。
We should not forget that eventually Peter did die for the cause of God's truth.
他在罗马这个被罗马皇帝把他抓起来，要把他钉十字架。
In Rome, a Roman emperor taken him captured him, arrested him.
彼得说：“我求你，不要把我正面来钉十字架，你把我倒过来钉十字架。
”And Peter asked that he be not nailed to the cross the same way as Jesus Christ was nailed to the cross.
我的主是正面被钉的，我不够资格跟他一样，所以请你把我反过来钉。
I am not worthy of the being nailed the same way as my Lord was. So please nail me to the cross upside down.
所以我们不应该用彼得的例子来做一个不认主的人。
So we should not take Peter's case as a reason for us not to deny Christ.
第十三节他说，我们纵然实信，他人是可信的，因为他不能背负自己。
Verse 13, if we are faithless, he will remain faithful, for he cannot disown himself or deny himself.
主耶稣永远忠于那些信他的人。
Jesus Christ, as our Lord, is forever faithful to those who believe in him.
但是他对于那些不信他的人，就是不肯做他门徒的人，他也守信。
But on the other hand, he also remained faithful to those who do not accept him, who do not who are not his believers or disciples.
让信他的人跟不信他的人分别得到应得的结果。
So believers and unbelievers will receive their respective consequences or results. And we will conclude our sermon today after we read three passages.
约翰福音三章十六节到十八节。
John 3:16-17.
我们都对这个十六节很熟，但是对十八节我们很少去注意。
We are very familiar with verse 16, but we usually paid not as much attention to verse 18.
这三节圣经的确是讲到我们纵然实行它仍是可信的。
These three verses tell us that even though we may not be faithful to him, he will remain forever faithful to us.
上帝爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。这是主耶稣基督的信。下面，因为上帝差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。因此上，信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信上帝独生子的名。
John chapter 3 verse 16. For God so loved the world,that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. This is about the faithfulness of Lord Christ. Verse 17, For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. 18, Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believeStands condemned already because he has not believed in the name of Lord's one and only Son.
这就是真正的是证明他对信他的人跟不信他的人都是守信的。
This proves that Lord Jesus Christ is faithful to both his believers and unbelievers.
所以弟兄姊妹，你信耶稣你就得救。
So, brothers and sisters, if you believe in Jesus Christ, then you are saved.
你不信耶稣，就被定罪。
If you don't, then you are condemned.
假如他不这样做的话，他就不够资格成为神的儿子。
If he were not to do so, he would not be qualified for being God's one and God's son.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
主，谢谢你给我们这些话语。
Dear Lord, we thank you for giving us this word.
让我们知道怎么样来做你的孩子。
So that we may know how to be your child.
怎么样子按照你的心意而生活。
How to live our life in accordance with your will.
求主的话不断地提醒我们。
May you use your word to continuously remind us.
让我们所做，让我们所想，都是符合你的话。
So that what we do and what we think are in accordance with your will.
祝福弟兄姊妹跟我们的教会。
May you bless brothers and sisters and our church.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.